Hello and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and we are very glad you're joining us here today. Today's topic is small talk and the title of today's show is High School Reunions. High School Reunions. Okay, Anna, who is having a high school reunion?
Well, yesterday we saw that Taylor is planning her high school reunion. Hello, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm excited to help you with your English today.
And a great way to help you with your English is reading together. So, pull out your magazines and read along with Anna.
Alex and Rob talk about high school. Rob has good memories of football games and clubs. Taylor was the class president, so it's her job to plan the reunion. Abby takes Taylor's invitations to the post office for her. Taylor appreciates the help. Will you attend a school reunion soon, Alex?
In yesterday's lesson, we learned a lot about Taylor's high school reunion. She is planning it for her classmates.
But we also talked to Susie and Abby. Abby doesn't go to high school reunions, but she does go to her college reunions.
And today we'll talk a little more about Taylor and her reunion. But we'll also find out some good things about Rob in his high school. That will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun to find out what people did when they were in high school. Well, let's get started, friends. Let's join Christina to learn our new keywords.
今天大家聊起自己过去的学校生活。Rob 对美式足球比赛有很好的回忆。球员比赛时都穿戴护具，正式名称是 American Football， 美国又通称 Football。Rob liked to watch football in high school。另外 ，Rob 也记得高中的时候，学校有各式各样的社团可以参加，社团就是 club。There were so many clubs to join。Taylor 高中的时候是班上的班长 ，class president。名词 president 指的就是一个地方或者是单位的首领，比如国家的总统、学校的校长、企业的总裁或是董事长，都会用 president 这个头衔。Taylor was the class president in her class. Abby 帮忙到邮局去寄同学会的邀请函， Taylor 非常的感谢他。Taylor appreciates the help. 动词 appreciate 就是感激或是感谢。如果你以前的同学要办同学会，你会参加吗？ Will you attend? 动词 attend 就是参加、出席的意思。
I remember high school. Life was very different then.
Yeah. Everyone wanted to be popular.
There was...a lot of pressure. But high school was fun, too.
There were so many clubs to join and football games to watch.
Yeah, we always painted our faces for sports games.
Win or lose, we always cheered for our team.
In conversation A, Alex and Rob are talking about high school. Boy, that was a long time ago for them.
I think you're right, Peter. Alex says life was very different then. So high school must have been a while ago for him.
Right. Let's learn about using the word then with Christina before we talk about anything else. Here she is.
Alex 回想起高中的时光，他说 ,Life was very different then. 那时候生活很不一样。句尾的 then 是一个表时间的副词，它相当于 at that time, 在那个时候。你要注意哦 Alex 现在是在回忆过去的时光，所以动词要用过去式的 was。 我们来造几个句子。 Life was very simple then. 当时的生活很简单。 I didn't know the answer then. 当时我不知道答案。 I thought you didn't want it then. 我当时以为你不想要。你也来造句试试看吧。
Thanks, Christina. So, life was very different then. Alex is talking about life during high school. Things have changed for him since high school.
That's true. What has changed?
Well, now he's working. He's not in high school anymore. That's a huge change. And Rob says that everyone wanted to be popular in high school.
That was a big thing in high school, wasn't it? If someone is popular, it means everyone likes them. But we shouldn't worry so much about being popular.
That's right, Peter. It really doesn't matter that much. Being popular puts a lot of pressure on students, and it can make them feel bad about themselves.
True. It's not all about being popular. High school was fun, too.Rob talks about all the clubs students could join.
And don't forget about the football games, too. I remember those. They were so much fun.
Yeah, everyone goes to football games on Friday nights, and you cheer for your high school team. It's a great time for everyone.
Friends, does your school have a football team? If it doesn't,What sport is popular at your school?
Those are good questions, Anna. But now it's time for us to watch Conversation B.
Abby, are you going to the post office?
Yes, I'm mailing something for Carol.
Can you take these too?
Sure.Are these your class reunion invitations?
Yes. I was the class president, so I am responsible for inviting everyone.
That's a lot of work, but seeing your friends will be nice.
Thanks, Abby. I appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Taylor has a lot to do for the reunion. She's planning it.She has to invite all of her old classmates to the reunion.
And we said that's a big job. If there is something you have to do at a job or at home, you can say you are responsible for it, like Taylor says.
Exactly. At home, you might be responsible for helping clean up after dinner. I'm responsible for washing dishes when I cook.
At work, I can say I'm responsible for teaching English on this show. And Anna is responsible for that, too.
That's right. Well, Christina is responsible for helping you with things on the show, too. Actually, she's going to come help us right now. Here she is.
因为 Taylor 在高中是班长，所以这一次的同学会他要负责邀请所有同学。他说 I'm responsible for inviting everyone. 这个句型很实用，可以用来表达某人负责做某件事。比如 Henry is responsible for washing the dishes. Henry 要负责洗碗。You were responsible for recording the news report. 你负责录制那一则新闻报道。负责做某件事要用介系词 for, 后面接动名词片语。句型就是 someone is responsible for doing something.
Thanks, Christina. So Taylor is responsible for inviting everyone to the reunion. That's one of the jobs she has to do.
Friends, do you remember? Why is she responsible for doing that?Well, she was the class president in high school. Do you know what a president is?
Usually the word president is talking about someone who is in charge of a country. That's their job. But in a lot of schools, there are class presidents.
And the class president is a student who is in charge of helping do things for the other students. The class president organizes events like the reunion.
Yeah, but the class president is responsible for a lot of other things too. It's a big job. So I think that's why Taylor needs some help from Abby.
You're right. Abby can help Taylor mail the invitations. That's really nice of her. Well, friends, it's time to take a short break, but don't go away. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back, friends. Today is part two of our small talk lesson. We started today with Rob and Alex. They were talking about high school.
That's right. And in conversation B, Abby is going to help Taylor mail the invitations for the reunion. Taylor really appreciates that. Well, it's time to move to conversation C. Let's find out what happens next.
Do you have class reunions in Taiwan, Alex?
Sure. My school has one every year.
You're going to Taiwan again soon. Will you attend a reunion?
I hope so. We always take lots of photos and laugh a lot. What about your high school reunion, Susie?
We have one every 5 years. Our next reunion is coming soon. Will I recognize everyone? Who knows?
We now learned about Alex and Susie's reunions. Alex's school has a reunion every year. I think that's a lot, don't you think, Anna?
I think so. In America, most schools have a reunion every 5 or 10 years. I don't know of any schools that have reunions every year.
Me either. But hey, Anna, you just used a sentence that is like today's grammar point. So I think it's time to talk to Rebecca.
Hello, 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 friends. Are you ready to have some fun? Well, let's learn today's grammar point. Person and verb every number years. For example, their family travels every 2 years. Or, we vote for a president every 4 years. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Great, thanks, Rebecca. Alex goes to a reunion every year. He hopes he goes to the next reunion in Taiwan. And I think it's time to learn today's
calendar phrase.
I hope so.
I hope so.
希望如此.
Our team will win the game.
I hope so.
Our team will run faster.
I hope so.
Our team will play better.
I hope so.
Oh, no. Our team lost.
That's okay. We'll win next time.
I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope so.
希望如此.
That was great. Use this calendar phrase when you want something to happen. If I want to go on vacation, I can say, I hope I go on vacation soon.
Exactly, Peter. So what does Alex do at his reunions? He takes a lot of photos with his friends, and they laugh a lot. That sounds like fun.
It does. Remember, it's fun to catch up with your friends when you haven't seen them in a long time. reunions can actually be a lot of fun.
So that's what Alex does at his reunions. What about Susie's high school reunion, Peter?
Well, they have one every 5 years. But Susie doesn't say what they do. She just tells us that she hopes she will recognize everyone at the next one.
Hey, recognize is a good word to learn. If you recognize a person, then you know who that person is. But sometimes we don't recognize people if we haven't seen them in a really long time.
That's right. Thanks, Anna. Well, now it's time for our key words. Can you recognize all of them?
Here is the first keyword for the day. Football. Football. Tom Brady plays professional football.
Club. Club. Do you want to join the singing club?
President. President. The class president is very popular.
Appreciate. Appreciate. Thanks. I appreciate your help.
Attend. Attend. Will you attend the party tonight? Great job following along, everyone. Remember to practice at home. And now, let's watch our conversations one more time.
I remember high school. Life was very different then.
Yeah. Everyone wanted to be popular.
There was a lot of pressure. But high school was fun, too.
There were so many clubs to join, and football games to watch.
Yeah, we always painted our faces for sports games.
Win or lose, we always cheered for our team.
Abby! Are you going to the post office?
Yes, I'm mailing something for Carol.
Can you take these too?
Sure.
Are these your class reunion invitations? Yes. I was the class president, so I am responsible for inviting everyone.
That's a lot of work, but seeing your friends will be nice.
Thanks, Abby. I appreciate it.
Do you have class reunions in Taiwan, Alex?
Sure. My school has one every year.
You're going to Taiwan again soon. Will you attend a reunion?
I hope so. We always take lots of photos and laugh a lot. What about your high school reunion, Susie?
We have one every 5 years. Our next reunion is coming soon. Will I recognize everyone? Who knows?
Whoa, hey, Monkey Man. How are you today?
I'm feeling great.
You are?
Yes, I attended my school reunion.
Oh, really? What did you do there?
We shared school memories.
Oh, like what?
Well, we talked about school clubs.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about the football games.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we usually won.
Did you catch up with all your old friends?
Yes. Everyone shared interesting stories.
Oh, sounds like fun, Monkey Man. Did your friends look a lot older?
Oh, yes. Everyone looked older.
Ooh.
Except me.
Oh, everybody thinks that.
Uh, hello everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm really excited. I'm getting ready for my high school reunion. I can't wait. I'm going to see some of my old high school friends again. I wonder what everyone is doing now.
What is a reunion? It's time when family and friends get together. Sometimes these people haven't seen one another for a long time. At a reunion, people get together again and spend time with each other. Many people like to have reunions with their classmates from school. These classmates are your old friends. You spend a lot of time at school together. But maybe after you graduate, you may not see each other for a long time. At a reunion, you can see each other again and share about the things you've been doing since you saw each other the last time. As time goes on, classmates get married and have children. It is really great to meet people's husbands and wives and children. Old friends are great. Sometimes it feels like no time has passed at all. You talk like you just saw each other yesterday. It's great.
I'm looking at my high school yearbook. It has pictures of all my classmates in it. Wow! I looked so young back then. The yearbook also has pictures of different events that happened in my last year of high school. We had a lot of fun back then. Oh, I'm late. I need to go to my reunion. Goodbye, everyone.
Friends, that's all the time we have for this lesson. Did you like talking about reunions today?
Well, maybe you have not been to one yet, but don't worry. They're a lot of fun. You'll get to go someday.
And now you can think of questions to ask when you go. Maybe you can catch up with friends and use your English, too.
Exactly. Reunions are for seeing people you haven't seen in a long time. That's why they're a lot of fun.
That's right. And we hope you had a lot of fun learning with us today. Don't be sad the show is over. We'll have another one tomorrow. We'll see you then right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!